Another factor that must be considered when locating curb ramps is the slope of the gutter line. Since the depressed curb matches the roadway grade, this will impact the ramp cross slope. Recall that compliant curb ramps have a maximum 2% cross slope. Therefore, the preferred location for curb ramps is at locations where the gutter line is sloped less than 2%. This is not always possible. This is a common issue that is addressed by ProAg. The design standards provide the maximum cross-slope criteria for crosswalks: 2% for stop or yield-controlled crossings, 5% for uncontrolled and signalized crossings, and for mid-block crossings and at roundabouts, the maximum cross-slope shall not exceed the roadway grade, road profile. Use the ramp cross-slope transition detail when the slope of the gutter line, at the curb, is greater than 2%. This detail provides a rate of change, 3% per linear foot, to transition to the 2% maximum cross slope for the curb ramp or for the level landing area. A TIF is only required for conditions where the roadway design results in conditions that exceed the maximum cross slope criteria for crosswalks.